Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Naptime podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and today's topic episode, I think, in my humble opinion, is going to be a very relatable and a topic that can be very expanded upon? Is that? Sometimes English doesn't English right for me, and I don't know if that's just because I practice my intro like right before I say it, and then I really just go completely off of script, but you know, sometimes I just wing it. But anyways, I think that today's topic is something that has so many different subcategories, and there's truly no way to beat this topic into the ground. Like, I can make so many episodes out of it, but we're just gonna start with, you know, we're just gonna put it out there and see how it lands with you guys. I hope that it is very relatable and, you know, something that we can all heal from together. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a great day to have a great day. What does Derek Shepherd say? It's a beautiful day to save lives. Also, I can't believe that Grey's Anatomy is still going. What season are we on? I'm watching in current time, and if you watch Grey's Anatomy, you have to watch Station 19. I don't make the rules. Get Hulu if you don't already have Hulu, which, again, why are there so many different streaming platforms? We literally have the government, if you're listening, stop. Netflix, which my parents pay for and we have the account for, so literally anytime my brother wants it or my dad wants it or I want it, we have to either send an email, like a request email authorization for access to my dad's email, or a text gets sent to my phone number. I don't know how it got set up that way, but I be getting random authorization texts throughout the day from my dad and my brother. But it's kind of funny because it's like I am the keeper of Netflix. Hulu, which I pay for, and the Hulu subscription that I have is the Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN. I don't know why. I was just like, might as well have them all. It's not the live TV one, though. I think the live TV is like $50 more a month, which, like, fuck that. And then I have Peacock, which came with my Instacart Plus subscription, which I am an Instacart. I abuse Instacart, but it's okay. I was getting to a point where we were placing like two or three Instacarts a week. We are bad. I know some people go to the grocery store like every day just to get like the necessities for what they want to make that day. Like, you know, if you can't think of a big grocery list of what you're going to eat for the week. Like, I definitely understand that struggle, but, like, Anthony and I can be pretty bad with it. What other platforms are out there? So I have Peacock with Instacart. My parents pay for Netflix. I pay for Hulu. Oh, Anthony pays for HBO Max, and there's one other one out there. Like, Amazon Prime, obviously, which I've been binging Teen Wolf with Amazon Prime, so that's been what's been going on with me. What else has been new? Let me think. We're so close to 500 followers on the podcast Instagram, which is so exciting. We are also launched on Apple Podcasts. That happened like 2 weeks ago. I really thought it was going to be such a feat to go live on Apple, but it actually was so easy. It was 77 degrees yesterday, guys. Today I'm recording on Wednesday. I was about to say March 10th. April 10th, and it was a beautiful 77 degrees. Like, I was sitting outside of my balcony. We're on the top floor, the fourth floor, and I was cooking out there, okay? You know, like, when you smell like sun? Yeah. And I swear I got, like, a little tan. The sun in New Jersey is very powerful, but, like, nothing hits, like, Arizona sun, let me tell you. Let's talk about the eclipse, why don't we? Spoiler alert, Bella chose Edward. I can't even tell you how many times I saw that. I did fall victim, and I posted it on my Instagram. I posted my own little version, but still. The eclipse was so freaking cool. Like, if you know me, you know I live in New Jersey, and I don't know what percentage of totality we had. I read somewhere that it was 90, but I don't know. My parents and my brother, actually, just basically all of my family is in Ohio, and I don't know if they had 100% or, like, basically full totality, but my parents were FaceTiming me, and I, of course, slacked and didn't get the glasses, which is very unlike me, but they had the glasses, and they were FaceTiming me during it, and it was so freaking cool, guys. Like, they were putting the glasses up to the, like, the camera and the FaceTime, and it was so cool to see. It was so cute, like all of their neighbors and everyone was outside. My mom's a teacher and school was canceled, so she had her spring break and then had the Monday off for the eclipse, which is like kind of iconic. But all of their neighbors were outside, and when it became like, what's it called, the peak? It literally, guys, it was like 3 o'clock, like 3:10, 3:15, maybe like, or was it 2? No, it was 3 o'clock. Yeah, it was like 3:14 is when it was really starting, and then like 10 minutes later, it got dark. Like it looked like it was 10 o'clock at night, and streetlights were coming on. It was so crazy. It was so cute to hear all of the kids and just like everyone in the neighborhood go like, "Whoa!" and like cheering when it got so dark. I'm so glad that my parents FaceTimed me. They got such sick photos and sent them to me. I was screen recording, of course, just like, watching it go dark, and then literally like 30 seconds later, the sunrise. It was so awesome. Once we got off the phone or got off of FaceTime, it started to get a little bit darker in New Jersey. Not dark at all, but like kind of just like overcast. And it dropped like 10 degrees. It felt like it got super chilly. And then like 30 minutes later, the sun was back out and all was well with the world. So pretty cool. Some people were dogging on the eclipse, being like, "Oh, it's not that cool." Okay, it's pretty fucking cool. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't happen every single day. And so many people were like, "Why was everyone outside watching it? Does no one work these days?" Honey, it's a cool thing to experience, and if you can't appreciate it, just say so. Women in STEM, the girlies that get it, get it. But I will say it was a little triggering for me with all this eclipse talk and moon talk, because in fifth grade, we had to learn the phases of the moon, right? And there was a song that our teacher played for us. It was on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's just called Phases of the Moon. And it was like phases of the moon, new moon, waxing crescent. It was like some little rap thing. I can't even tell it back to you because this is where the trauma kicks in, okay? I was such a studier, like that was my forte. I enjoyed studying. I like to say that I had a photographic memory, Natalie, words. I like to say that I had a photographic memory and I was just so good at retaining information, and then the second that I no longer needed it, dumping it out of my brain. So my dad and I, he really helped me with it because for some reason I was just not grasping that moon cycle, girl. Turns out, I'm taking the test, and I was like, I ate that shit up. What's 4 plus 4? 8. I slayed that. I get the test back, and you know it's bad when your teacher hands you your test like flipped over, or folded in half. Yeah, I got one of those. The little on the low slide on my desk. I failed. I confused everything. So that's the tea with that for me. We do have one extremely exciting announcement. Like, obviously, it's pretty much just pertaining to me, but if you are a girly, if you are a listener, if you're a follower, a supporter, you are going to be excited by this too. And you will hear it in the next episode. So get ready for that. I'm so excited. I can't wait. It's gonna be great. Okay. Without further ado, let's just dive into today's episode topic, which is all about friendship breakups. Now, this is a topic that I'm sure I've touched on in multiple episodes, but especially in the long distance and low maintenance friendships, that was kind of just talking about the beautiful side of like girlhood and friendships. But as we all know, to every good thing there's a bad thing. That's just life. It's just, balancing things out. So I would say that today's episode is going to be a little bit more niche, but I truly believe that if you have had a friend, which we've all had a friend, this is going to be a very relatable topic. So stay for my take on friendship breakups, and yeah. First and foremost, I'm gonna start off with the types of friends. So I've seen people on TikTok post like categories of friends, like in a funny way, and like ranking the hierarchy of different types of friend statuses. But this is what I've kind of, broken it down into. So there are the going out slash social friends, which it's not like a super deep friendship, but they're always down for a good time. You know they're going to go to a party with you, or if you see them out at a party, they're going to embrace you with a warm hug and you'll catch up and it'll be nice, but like they're not going to be your first call for anything exciting, or you're definitely not going to ask them to like do a wholesome activity with you. And that's not a knock on them or a knock on you. It's just like they know their place and you know your place. It's nothing bad in the slightest. These can be some of the most fun friends to be around, and you probably have very funny memories together. There are the low maintenance friends, which in my opinion are absolutely the best types of friendships. Funny enough how it can be your absolute best friends that are the most low maintenance friendships. They're the ones where you can go days, weeks, months, years even without talking and not a single thing has changed. They're always going to be there for you. They're always going to be just a supporter and a cheerleader in your life, and they're always in your corner and you never have to doubt that. They're not someone where you have to be going out to a big party to entertain them, or if they come over, they're happy with just sitting on your couch and chilling, and they don't need you to do a full deep clean on your house or look like you're dressed to the tens. There's your ride or die BFF, which, like I said, it's funny enough how it's typically like your bestest friends that are very low maintenance. Now there are some that are high maintenance only because like they love you and they want to be talking to you all the time, but like they understand if you need a day, a month or something to like recuperate and regather yourself. The ride or die BFF is like, I think, hand in hand the low maintenance, but they're going to be your first call if you need to bury the body, if you just got proposed to, if they're not already involved in your proposal. They are the ones that are, you know, like, no questions asked, they're there for you. Seasonal slash only a short time friend. But what I mean by seasonal is, like, they were there for a lesson or a blessing. You know, I'm sure you've heard that phrase before, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with this type of friendship. Not every relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it, is going to be permanent in your life and is going to stay forever. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Maybe you don't even have any hard feelings towards them. You guys kind of just fizzled out and faded out. It's not weird. It's not awkward. But they were there for a time in your life. And sometimes that's all that people really have to be, you know? The acquaintance, which, you know, maybe you guys comment on each other's profile pictures or your social media things. Or, you know, they're always in your likes on social media. You see them at a grocery store, you're going to say hi. But, like, you're not going to walk up to them and start a conversation. Nothing wrong with these types of friends either. And then there is the user of a friend. The one that is only there for mutual benefit, maybe not even mutually. They just want something from you and they will suddenly pick up and be your friend when you are doing well. They will be there when you have something good going on for you, and when you are struggling, they check out. They are absent. They are MIA. The pain of the pipeline of best friend to stranger truly needs to be studied, because that is something that can make you feel like your world just got flipped upside down. You know all of their secrets. You know so much about them in their childhood, what makes them them. You know stuff about their mom, their dad. Maybe you even watch their younger sibling in diapers and you watch them grow up to being like a teenager, but now you guys are completely strangers and you don't know this version of them. And that is one of the sad but also beautiful things about life, is like someone might have known you 10 years ago, but the you that you are today might not be that exact same person. That's okay. That's growth and we want to be growing. But damn, is that such a sad thing? Someone that you really thought was going to be your ride or die and your forever. You guys are complete strangers now. You don't know each other. That doesn't mean that you hate each other. That doesn't mean that you don't, you know, you don't leave a comment on each other's social media, which thank God for social media for that. But if there was no social media, you wouldn't know them and you would just have the memories to reminisce on, which hurts like a bitch, let me tell you. Now, in the complete opposite, I don't know if this is just my Sagittarius energy or what, but so many of my close friends, we started off hating each other. We started off not liking each other. We started off, you know, like preying on each other's downfall. Not actually, but you know what I mean. Not each other's number one fan. And one example that I will give of this is my girl Jordan. I love her so much. We became friends in college, and let's just say that The friend group that brought us together, no, not even brought us together. We are what brought us together. But let's just say that there was a certain fraternity that did not want us to be friends. They did not want us liking each other for whatever reason. We were both seen as like, how do I even describe this considering we were quite literally freshmen? But like, you know when you're a freshman girl and you walk into a fraternity house and like, it feels like all eyes are on you and people will deem you, like people will instantly like categorize you. So I do feel like we were someone that was given a lot of attention. We were both fucking hilarious. Might I say, in my humble opinion, hot and badass bitches, like bodies bodying. They did not want us to be friends for whatever reason. I was fed lies about her and stuff that she was saying about me. And she was fed lies, the exact same thing, which of course would make us have, you know, like a hunch on our backs and not like each other. The world and those boys knew that if we became friends, we would be too powerful. We would be unstoppable. But guess what? When push comes to shove, the girlies were girlying and we became friends. We became best friends. No matter what happens, she will always be one of my best friends and I love her and will always support her in anything. Our friendship has been tested after that, but no matter what, we will always come out on top and I will always be in her corner. But now let's get into the actual idea of a friendship breakup, because I'm not the first and I'm definitely not the last person to say this. A friendship breakup, 10 out of fucking 10, hurts way more than a breakup with your significant other, with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend. I can't say for like breaking up with your fiance or getting a divorce, but because when you're getting married, you probably think like that is your best friend. But I've had a few friendship breakups myself and it fucking hurts because it's not, I don't know if it's because it's like a lingering thing or like, let's put it into perspective. In my opinion, when you, cause for whatever reason, I was always the one dumped in relationships. I don't know if it's just because I always thought that I could make it work or I could change them, which, honey, you can't change them. Whoever needs to hear that, you cannot change them, okay? Just like they can't change you. You might be able to tweak some things, but honey, the system is hardwired a certain way and they can do a factory reset. Let me tell you what. Anyways, when you are broken up with or you break up with someone, you do it because you know that they are not your person. You can have multiple best friends. Like if we're talking about a female best friend, you can have multiple of them. It's not like just one. If you are someone that only wants to be dating with one person and being romantic with one person, if you break up with someone, yeah, it's gonna sting. If you're broken up with, it's gonna fucking sting. But at the end of the day, you know that they just weren't your person and you will find someone else. You will date someone else. You will, not to be graphic, but you will have sex with someone else. Okay, baby, like they're not the end all be all. But when it's a best friend breakup, like that shit hurts different, okay? Because let's just think of all the things that the girlies do together, okay? Like you can go shopping, you can go thrifting, like the day-long FaceTime calls where you're just talking shit and catching up and gossiping, the morning after debriefs when you were out partying with your friends and, you know, like you swap stories of if you hooked up with a guy or something. There are just so many beautiful things about girlhood, and when you are no longer friends with that person, it fucking hurts, okay? Because like I said, you can have multiple best friends, but any best friend that I've lost, I still remember all the memories. I still am haunted by our inside jokes when I see something that reminds me of them. The nostalgia, the inside jokes, just everything that you can reminisce over and that can remind you of their presence. And a lot of times when you have a friendship breakup, you might not even have an explanation as to why something happened. You guys might have just phased out, you know? That doesn't really happen with a romantic relationship. I mean, I'm sure it does. I'm not going to sit here and say it never happens, but you typically have, like, an explanation or a fight that happens after the breakup, and you don't always get closure. I haven't always gotten closure from every single relationship that ended. You kind of give yourself that closure by finding the person for you. But when it's a friendship, it's like, we could have just been friends. You know what I mean? Like, we could have just stayed friends. There's nothing, it didn't have to be this way. Unless they do something to you. But when you go from being like an everyday call, everyday seeing each other, and life kind of just gets in the way and happens, it fucking hurts. That pit in your stomach when they're no longer your first text, call, invite. Maybe it doesn't happen at first, but when some time goes by and you realize that they're not the person that you even think of to tell any good or bad or crazy stories or news or anything to, it's a really strange feeling. Or it also stings when you go from a best friend to just being friends. Maybe you barely speak. Now, this is different from the low maintenance friendships because, like, you know that you are still besties for the resties and, like, you still tell each other everything. But when you go from, like, best friend to just friends, it's kind of weird. Like, when you go from thinking in your heart of hearts that someone is going to be your bridesmaid, and now they're just someone that will maybe get an invitation to your wedding, that is a complete mind fuck. Or you think they're going to be your bridesmaid, and now maybe they find out that you got married over Facebook or Instagram. Maybe they don't even know. Things like that are complete mind fucks to me, and it's just crazy. Let's shift gears a little bit here and talk about the low-key hater friend, because I'm sure we all have one, and it's kind of hard to figure out if they're a low-key hater friend at first, but once you figure it out, baby, you gotta end that friendship or you gotta have a serious conversation. I know confrontation is not always easy, but protect your peace, okay? How to spot a low-key hater friend? They're the one-upper. They gotta one-up you every single time. You got a new job? Oh, well, they have a new fancy interview. Let's flip the roles. You got an insane interview for a company that you've been dreaming to work with. Oh, well, they just got a new job. You just went on a date with a super cute guy. Oh, guess what? Someone that you also had a crush on is now showing interest in this girl. Let's say you are going on a vacation with your family. Oh, well, they're going on a girls' trip. Like, they just always got to one-up you in the strangest fucking way. The girl or guy, depending on whatever type of friend you have, they change around the opposite gender or just around other people in general. Like, we all know the girl that does this. I won't even lie and say that I haven't been this girl. When I was in elementary school, high school, and was just trying to figure myself out, there have been times where I would change around guys, like, you know, trying to make myself seem cool or whatever the fuck, you know, being a pick me. Don't lie and say you've never been a pick me, because everyone has been a pick me at one point. And if you haven't, you are just the ultimate girl's girl. But anyways, the girl or guy that changes around the opposite gender and, you know, they bring up embarrassing things about you to make themselves look better. I have way too many situations I could bring up, but this podcast episode would be like 3 hours long. If I talked about all the times that I was hanging out with a girlfriend and say there was a guy there that maybe I had a crush on them and they knew it and like they secretly had a crush on them but didn't tell me, or I had a crush on a guy and the guy also had a crush on me but she wanted to be like the center of attention, they bring up embarrassing things about you to, you know, make you look whatever their prerogative is. Or they do that around, like, let's just say that it's you and your female friend. You're with another group of girls that you both think are, like, so cool. And, like, you know, you want to be friends with them or you just want to make a good impression. They bring up weird shit that you've done or just, like, remember when you did this? Or you can't do that or you suck at that, just to kind of put themselves up on a pedestal. It's weird behavior. Again, pick me. Pick me doesn't always have to be with guys or romantic way. It can be with, you know, trying to just make themselves look better than you. Passive aggressiveness. I can't do a passive aggressive person. I'm sorry. I am very blunt and to the point, even though I used to be very confrontational and did not fucking faze me. Now it phases me a little bit more. I don't know if it's because my prefrontal cortex is fully developed because I'm 25, but I don't do the passive aggressiveness. I don't like it. The friend that will never clap for you and does not support you. That is kind of like the person that has to one-up you, where, like, you say something that's going on in your life that is just so exciting and they don't fucking care. They will not clap for you, or they're like, oh. Or they just flip the script. You know what I'm trying to say. Anyways. And instantly they have to talk about what's going bad in their life. And they kind of just, like, dampen your little rainbow. Which, of course, you want to be there for your friends. But there's a time and a place. You know what I mean? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, the recipe for spotting a low-key hater friend. And maybe you can turn a low-key hater friend into, like, a really great friend. And maybe they just have some issues that they need to work on. Because, let's be real, no one's perfect. We're all human. Maybe they just have some insecurities that you might even trigger in them and they don't even know it. But I definitely recommend, if you have a friend like that, just to talk with them and try to level with them. Don't point fingers and be like, why are you such a hater? You know, just bring it up and be like, hey, it kind of upsets me when you do X, Y, and Z. And if they don't respond accordingly, you don't owe them anything. You can distance yourself or, you know, let them know, hey, it really upsets me when you do this, so I'm just going to distance myself. And if they don't change, then they just showed their true colors and you get to get out of the situation, the friendship. Speaking of, you know, just letting something fizzle out, friendships that just fizzle out and fade with no effort, no explanation, that shit hurts. Now, like I've said before, you can outgrow people, you can outgrow things, but when you're on the receiving end of that and it feels like someone's like outgrowing you and you don't know what you did, it hurts. And it also hurts when you know that you're outgrowing someone. Now, without like getting into too much detail, there is a situation in my life where I do have a friend that it feels like we are outgrowing each other, and it fucking sucks because this was someone that was my, like, you know, my little partner in crime. And it does just suck when you try to get answers and reach out and see if someone's okay. And, you know, it just feels like they're not vibing with you, which, you know, love to give people space. I'm here for all of that, but it does hurt, you know. So if you're going through that, you are definitely not alone. Let's get on a more positive note, why don't we? Reconnecting with an old friend is one of the finer things in life. Like, it makes life feel so worth living. I have had two friends. If you guys don't listen to Big Booty Mixes by Two Friends, do yourself a favor and listen. Anyways, and they're also amazing to watch at a festival, whatever. Fucking 10 out of 10. Anyways, reconnecting with an old friend is so phenomenal. I've had two friends that I reconnected with in the last 6 months or so, and it was so healing to me, my inner child, just everything. One was one of my best friends from first grade all the way through like seventh grade. You know, life happened. You know how girls are at that age, and shit just happened. But reconnecting with each other has been so, like, it just makes me so giddy and smiley every time I think about it. And then another one was a friend in college, and we reconnected, and it truly has just been healing my soul, okay? I definitely recommend to, if you haven't spoken to a friend that maybe was your bestie, reach out and just say I love you. Maybe you guys won't go back to talking every single day, but, like, you know, life happens. We have more responsibilities, more shit that we gotta do. So definitely don't take it personally if, like, you don't bounce back to what you guys once were. But maybe you can just go back to being a low maintenance friendship, because that's kind of all you can ask for in your 20s. Which, speaking of, making friends in your 20s is hard, bitch. I know I've spoken about this before, I know many people talk about this, but it is so true. Maybe it's a little bit harder depending on your situation, where you live, what your living situation is like, what your work situation's like, what your schedule is like, but, you know, there's no school that you're required to go to, like, when you're in elementary school and high school. There's less easily obtainable activities, you know, like, there's no recess for us to go to in the middle of our day. Yeah, you can go to the park and talk to people, but, like, that can also be a little intimidating. There's social media, but, I don't know, it kind of gives a little level of, like, surface level, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. You're not having that face-to-face interaction like you do when you are a kid. There's more responsibilities in your day, you have less energy, and just overall less time in the day in your 20s. But I promise you, your effort and your energy is going to be matched and returned to you one day. You just gotta hold out, and if you're still waiting for a bestie that's in your area or someone that you can go get coffee with every single day, start living your life as if you honestly are your best friend. Because at the end of the day, it's you and yourself. You, yourself, and you, okay? If you just start living life like you are the bestie, you are your plus one, you're going to attract that energy. And, you have that bestie in me, girl. We have a great community here. Just if you're looking for those vibes, just put them out, and I promise you will find your people. Now, obviously, this episode has been about friendship breakups, and I just want you guys to know I'm not perfect. I'm sure I have been a shitty friend. Whether if it was unintentional or not, I guarantee you I have been one of those not so great categories to people in my life. And if I have been, I'm sorry. Just know that I'm not perfect. I'm a human. But when you know better, you do better. And I definitely know better now. I know how to be a better friend, better communicator, a better sibling, all of the things. Finding the group or just that person that genuinely loves you, whether you're having a great day or a bad day, is just so important. And it's really not easy to come by. So this is just a reminder to cherish the people that are in your life and love them, reach out to them, talk to them, see how they're doing. And don't do it with the intent of like wanting something from them, because that's the worst kind of friend, truly. Some people unfortunately do see others and interactions as transactional, and you're gonna find that everywhere. Not everyone is going to be for you. Not everyone is gonna wanna be by your side for your true self. Some people are unfortunately just a little bit more shallow and surface level when it comes to seeing who you are as a person, and that's okay. Not everyone is meant for you. You're not meant for everyone. You don't like everyone, so don't expect everyone to like you. That is something I constantly have to remind myself because I'm a sensitive girly. My feelings get hurt if I feel like, I was in a conversation, I was giving a little bit more energy and spice and pizzazz than the person was giving me. And that's okay. I love myself, and at the end of the day, I think I'm pretty fucking cool. I think I'm awesome, and they don't have to think that I'm awesome. So that is what I want you guys to remember, that even if someone doesn't see the beauty and like the fucking awesomeness that you have to provide, it doesn't mean that it's not there. They just can't see it. Not everyone believes the same things. Not everyone abides by the same rules. So don't get offended when, like I said, you aren't someone's cup of tea. I think that's where we're going to cut it for today's little segment on friendship breakups. But don't fear, we're going to end with my thoughts of the week, okay? Which also, in my updates, guys, I dyed my hair. It's the darkest I've ever gone. I'm a naturally like light slash, I don't know, like medium brown hair color. And we went darker, like a rich, deep brown. And I fucking love it. I don't think I've ever looked better, to be quite honest with you. My eyes are just popping. I'm obsessed, okay? But let's get into the thoughts that I've been thinking. It's nap time thoughts, if you will. Number one, I am that friend that will take 1,000,001 pictures for you. Now, I don't know if that's just because I'm a hype queen and I'm a girly and I love social media and I love the dedication that it takes to get that one picture, but I will be that girl for you, especially at a festival. Like, Anthony will get so annoyed if I'm just like, still taking that, trying to get that perfect photo. I will be getting that angle for you, okay? I will be. I am your girl. You can always tag me in that giveaway post, sis. Always. I am that friend that you can tag in that giveaway, okay? I know that's like a certain level of friendship that you have to tag someone. Usually it's like your besties, but go ahead and tag me. I want you to win. This one might be a little bit of a hot take, but if you wear these, this is not how I feel about you. This is how I feel about me, okay? Ballet flats are not it for me. I am 5 foot even, and I just don't think they would look good on me. I think they look good on other people, but on me, no. I need and I love a platform. I'm a platform girly. Inches, honey. I also haven't worn flats since like 8th grade, 7th grade. I used to love wearing flats, but yeah, it's just not in the cards for me. Maybe I just need to try a pair on and, like, you know, show myself that they can be cute. But for me personally, I just don't think that I'm going to be jumping on this trend. But everyone else looks like a cutie little ballerina in them. But maybe it's just because I have internalized that I want to be taller. But I don't know. I just prefer a platform. Even if it's a chunky sandal, a chunky heel, a chunky sneaker, a chunky slipper. That is what I am going to be rocking and rolling with. My stompers, my steppers, my curb stompers. My dad always laughs at me when I wear my platform shoes because he's like, really? Yes, really. And the last thought of the day is, guys, I did remember a worst date story, okay? Here we go. It is the story of when Anthony and I, my current boyfriend of over 5 years, when we started dating. Okay, so I was going to my sorority's date function, and I had already asked this one guy who was a year younger than us, so he was a freshman. I know, gross. Ugh, freshman boys. Anyways, I was a sophomore. Anthony was a sophomore. Anthony and I had met, like, we went to school together, but, like, we hadn't met, you know what I mean? Like, we knew of each other, but we didn't know each other. Anyways, we had the same friend groups, but, like, yeah, we just never crossed each other's paths. So I had just gone to EDC with a whole bunch of my sorority sisters and his fraternity brothers. We ended up staying at the exact same house. And, you know, like, I was like, okay, he's cute. And he knew I was cute. Okay, let's just put that out there. He wanted me. Anyways, so we were texting. I had already asked this one guy to the date function, and we were like kind of a thing, but I saw Anthony and I was like, okay, I'm done with freshman boy. So I was going to the date function with a guy that was already there. I was with my sorority big and her date. I was texting Anthony and I'm like, oh, what are you doing? And he said that he was coming to the date function. This was either the day of the date function or, like, the night before. So I was like, oh, he's going with one of my fucking sorority sisters, whatever. Which, a date function, if you don't already know, that is where you, in the sorority, you ask someone and you bring them as your date. It's like a little mini prom, kind of. Not really, actually, that's a formal, but a prom on, like, a lower scale. So ours was at this little bar. You know, we dressed up. It was called Delta Draft Day. I was a Tri-Delta. And, you know, people wore, like, football stuff, army stuff, whatever, like, the draft. So I'm at the function, and the guy that I was currently with, who also was at EDC, but, like, I ditched him for Anthony anyways. We were at the function, and I don't know exactly what happened, but this man, boy, lifted me up and flipped me upside down, and I was already quite a few drinks in. And I was like, fuck this. This is not the vibe. Just giving freshman energy, okay? And I was holding on to his arm for dear life because I didn't know what was going to happen to me. And I guess I broke his watch. I don't know. I don't recall this happening. But so he starts yelling at me and getting so mad. So I text Anthony. I'm like, where the fuck are you? Like, are you coming to this event? And turns out the bouncers were, like, trying to not let him in because it was, like, a private event. So I end up, like, you know, being like, no, he can come in. I let him in, and basically the rest was history. Anthony was my date for the rest of that, and we end up going to another bar, and the guy that I originally had as the date took my jacket and scattered, like, threw it on the ground, my ID, my debit card, my student ID. So, like, my license, my debit card, my student ID, and something else. I don't know, maybe, like, a lip gloss came flying out of the jacket. My jacket was on the floor getting stepped on, getting ruined. And I get a call from one of my sorority sister's boyfriends at the time, and he said he was also like working at the bar, and he said that he found my ID and all that stuff. Like, I didn't even know that I lost it. So that was my worst date story, but it ended up, you know, being the best because Anthony and I started dating shortly after that, and it was just kind of fucking iconic that I just, you know, basically said bye-bye to the first date, because who does that to a lady? Who does that to a lady? Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you guys want to stay connected, definitely give the podcast Instagram a follow. It's at It's Nap Time Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palik. Thank you guys so much for being here. If you are a new listener, if you're an old listener, if you're an OG, you guys are the fucking best. My little angels. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. Don't forget to give this episode a 5-star rating and review if you fuck with the vibes. If not, I don't want to hear it, okay? And go ahead and give the podcast a follow on Apple and Spotify. You guys are truly the best. I love you. Bye.